everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray, engineering and producing our show. Together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015. The countdown now underway to Christmas, just around the corner. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's strongest news talk station. We've got a really good reach. If you've been driving up to Phoenix, you can pretty much hear us all the way up to Phoenix. If you're headed over to New Mexico, pretty much all the way over almost to the border of New Mexico. It's got a great reach. And then if you miss a portion of the program, we've got you covered with our podcast 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. And of course, if you're not near a radio, but you're on a computer, you can live stream our show at kvoi.com or buckmastershow.com. We're going to begin with UA economic forecaster Dr. George Hammond, then certified financial planner Shelley Fishman joins us for his Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley giving me a big thumbs up. That's good news. Kind of a Christmas rally underway this week on Wall Street. At 12:30, the author of a new book titled The Lost Restaurants of Tucson, and we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Show Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson will be with me in studio. Our live line number is 790-2040. The Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Just a few friends now short of the goal, at least this year's goal, of 4,500 friends. So next year's goal will be to max out at that 5,000 level on Facebook. You can also follow us at Twitter at buckmastershow.com. We welcome now Dr. George Hammond, director of the Economic and Business Research Center in the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. Dr. Hammond, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
He had a very successful year-end event at Westin La Paloma. Over 500 people were anxiously waiting to hear your forecast for 2016. And I guess the words that came out of your mouth, slow growth.
Yes, I think we're going to grow, but I think the growth will be slow. The good news there is I think we have a decent chance to see our growth pick up a little bit of steam over the next couple of years, particularly if we see less federal fiscal drag over the next couple of years compared to the past couple of years where that drag has really been significant. And I think what would also really help is if we saw increased residential mobility across states within the U.S. You know, if we see faster income growth, continued increases in house prices across the nation, I think that'll help to make people more mobile across states. And Arizona is still a really attractive migration destination. We'll pick up additional population growth. That would help our so-called growth industries like construction, trade, and the real estate sector of the local economy.
So we had, would you say, average growth coming up to that downturn here in Tucson? Or is it now just something over the last 30 years, how have we been doing generally in the growth area?
Well, over the last 30 years, Tucson's been adding jobs at about a 3% per year rate. And since the end of the Great Recession, we've been way below that, well below 1% in terms of our overall job growth. We're seeing the same thing in terms of overall population growth. We're growing, but the growth is well below our long-run average and below the regions we tend to benchmark ourselves against, like the state, the nation, and Phoenix.
Phoenix, we're constantly comparing ourselves to Phoenix, and Phoenix doesn't have as much dependence on the fiscal, kind of the federal employers that we have.
That's right. As a share of GDP, the federal government, both civilian and military, makes up about 7.8% of our economy. And that's double the state and national rates and about triple what you see in Phoenix. So when we get cutbacks like the imposition of the sequester and other budget cuts, that just tends to impact the Tucson economy much more than it does the state, the nation, or Phoenix. And that's really been a big factor in the relatively slow growth we've seen since the end of the Great Recession.
And the U of A cutbacks probably haven't helped either.
Yeah, that's really become an issue over the past year. We've seen the U of A reduce its employment levels by about 300. It was a multi-million-dollar budget cut that the university faced. The state budget cuts have affected not just the university but also local governments, and that's been a factor in our in kind of continuing the slow growth that we've seen.
How about housing? Is it starting to pick up a bit?
Housing looks better so far this year than it did last year. Housing permits are up about 18% over the year, and that strength is in both multifamily and single family activity. And that's good news because it suggests we may see a little bit of a bump or increase in construction employment as we go into 2016, and that would certainly help our overall job growth.
And trade, a lot of people are pointing to that as maybe being a bright spot in the future for us.
Certainly has been a bright spot over the past year or so. Our merchandise exports rose at roughly triple the national rate last year. Our exports to Mexico were up 22% last year. The thing to watch out for on the trade picture is what's going on with the value of the U.S. dollar. The dollar's up about 22%. Versus the peso, it's up about 17% versus the Canadian dollar over the past year. And as the dollar rises against these currencies, that tends to reduce our exports and increase our imports from those countries. So as we look forward over the next year, we may see a little bit slower export growth. And the other major factor to watch for is what's going on with Mexican visitors. That's an important part of the trade picture, the spending of foreign tourists and, in particular, Mexican visitors. We're already hearing some stories, particularly at the border communities, about the strong dollar having an adverse impact on sales there.
Because the dollar is almost at a record level against the peso, correct?
Yes, it is at a record level against the peso.
George Hammond is with us. Dr. Hammond is the Director of Economic and Business Research at the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040. So for the forecast, are we in a position to grow, Dr. Hammond?
I think we are, and I think the two factors there are less federal fiscal drag and increased residential mobility. Those are really the two things that we're looking for to sustain our growth going forward and to generate a little bit of a boost in our growth rate from, say, below 1% in terms of job growth to 1% and maybe 1.5% by 2017.
So the compared to the rest of the country, though, we are lagging.
We are growing much slower. In 2014, our job growth was 0.5%. Statewide growth was almost 2%. National growth was also about 2%. So we're growing much slower.
Explain again what you mean by federal fiscal drag.
Federal fiscal drag is a way of describing cutbacks in federal spending. So think of federal government purchases of goods or services primarily from the private sector. So that could be defense equipment, say purchases at Raytheon, other defense-related manufacturers locally. But more and more, that's become focused on services, primarily professional and business services. So think of a computer programmer that's working on a federal government contract. That's a big deal as well.
As far as the comparing, again, getting back to this comparing to Phoenix, and Tucson is historically, George Hammond, been known as a, quote, low-wage town, and these surveys consistently rank Tucson as among the 10 poorest communities in the country. Is that a particular area? Do you think it has something to do with our positioning near Mexico? Does it have something to do with the fact that when they do these surveys, they also take into consideration the Native American nations that surround the Tucson area, which have historically high unemployment?
Sure. Most of the data that you see that pertains to wages and income actually uses Pima County. We call that the mm-hmm. Tucson Metropolitan Statistical Area, but it actually is the county, and it includes all of the local communities within the county. And I think there are you know, a wide variety of factors that drive our relatively low wages and low income levels. Some of it relates to the industry mix. Some of it relates to the educational mix. There are a relatively large share of working age population with a bachelor's degree is below the national average. And there's also the factor that, Tucson and Arizona in general is just a really nice place to live. And people are, to some extent, willing to accept lower wages to take advantage of our relatively nice climate. And, of course, the proximity to the border matters.
So any long-range predictions beyond 2016? Do you see things beyond that? Are we doing better, like 2017?
Well, I think we will grow if the national economy continues to grow. You know, for the long run, we really need to focus on educational attainment and infrastructure. Those are the two things that are really going to drive improvement in our standard of living over the longer term.
George Hammond has been with us, Director of Economic and Business. He is the Director at the Economic and Business Research Center at the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. Dr. Hammond, hope you have a great holiday season. Thank you very much.
Thanks, you too, Bill.
All right, George Hammond with us on the Buckmaster Show. Pushing now toward exactly 12:15, Shelley Fishman is next with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and pretty positive news so far out of Wall Street. We'll hear from Shelley right after this. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, we're always comfortable consulting with our certified financial planner for the Buckmaster Show, Mr. Shelley Fishman. Shelley, it's Christmas week. It's holiday week. Folks in a pretty good mood back in New York in the financial centers.
Well, at least today, even though it's Tuesday.
They were in pretty good mood yesterday, too. We went up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, there's been some uncertainty because people don't know quite how to react to what the Fed has done. We've had... If you really take a look at what's happened all year long, we've had some changes in our macroeconomic or national economic picture that have, in fact, created some fundamental changes. And remember, when there's something fundamental, then it's going to affect the markets, and those effects are not going to be transitory. So the two things that have had a fundamental change in our economy over the past year have been the low, and they're related, everything in economics is related, has been the lowering price of crude oil and the rising value of the dollar vis-a-vis the currencies of countries with whom we trade.
What were some of your impressions of what you just heard from Dr. Hammond with his economic forecast for Tucson and the state of Arizona?
Well, I think his forecast is absolutely on the mark. There will be some growth, and he's looking at 2 or 3 years. The question becomes, is that growth competitive or with what the rest of the country is experiencing? And then as you get even more granular down here in the Tucson, the southern Arizona, is that growth commensurate with what's going on in the state? We right now, the state has gone from number one or number two nationally to the very bottom. And if not at the very bottom, one or two from the bottom. We've gone from in the middle in terms of education, what we spend on education and the outcomes we get, to the very bottom. Our unemployment rate here in the state is a full point higher than it is nationally. And our unemployment down here in Tucson is a couple of bips above the state level. So we have some challenges down here, and George put his finger exactly on it by explaining what fiscal drag means and why we are so dependent as an economy on the federal government, both in terms of defense, in terms of the government, in terms of education, because of the university, because of Raytheon, and we have an economy that is so skewed toward the service sector, that the high-paying jobs are just not here. And when we get really talented, you know, young people who are educated and get the degrees and they get the training they need, they pretty much migrate out of here because the opportunities seem to be elsewhere. And that's a factor that we really do need to get our hands around here in Tucson. Things are better, and things are because of the statistical area that we're part of in Pima County.
Yes.
Sometimes the statistics look even worse than they are.
Right, right.
But let's not delude ourselves into thinking that everything is peachy keen. It's not. We've got a lot of work to do down here in Tucson to bring Tucson at least to the state level, and then we've got a lot of work to do in the state to bring Tucson or to bring Arizona back to where it really needs to be vis-a-vis the states with whom we compete. That would be California, Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, Colorado, et cetera.
Let's go to the live line. Our caller Matthew would like to speak with Shelley Fishman. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, Shelley, my thing is taxes. Locally, I think that we have the wrong mix of taxes, and at the state, we have the wrong mix of taxes. I actually think at the state level, we probably need to increase the tax structure so that income taxes on corporate and even maybe individual goes up to pay for the things like education. But locally, the mixture on property taxes is concentrated too heavily on homeowners and business owners, commercial owners, owners in general, and is too high in Pima County. So how they break that up is their problem, but right now I don't think we can grow if we don't fix taxes in the state.
Matthew, I am in violent agreement with everything you just said. You're absolutely right. Our tax structure is built in such a way that not only doesn't it get us the amounts of revenue that we need to do the job, but it is the most vulnerable to economic shifts one way or the other, so that when the economy turns sour, and we know from time to time it always will, that's where we really get hit. So we don't have a stable tax base, and that is a really big problem. I thank you for the call, Matthew, and have a great holiday.
Yeah, good call, Matthew. So now getting back to how your prediction for 2016 for the national, for the markets.
Well, you know, I think we're going to have growth. I think where we're going to wind up this year is positive on the Dow and probably on the S&P, or rather positive on the S&P and the NASDAQ, and maybe
a bit down on the
Dow, unless Santa Claus really brings us a great Christmas between now and a week, you know, week and a half from now. But, you know, absent that, we're going to take a look at this year and say it was fairly flat. The GDP growth, you know, we just had an announcement, I think it was this morning, it might have been yesterday afternoon, on the third quarter, which was announced to have been 2.1% growth in the third quarter. It was revised down a bit, so it was 2.0, but that turned out to be better than a lot of the economists were predicting. So we had a very tepid first quarter, a very, very good second quarter. Now a 2% in the third quarter. I think the fourth quarter will come in closer to 3 than 2. So our year is going to be in the 2.5, maybe a little less than 2.5 GDP. And as you know, one of the things I look at long term when I take a look at what markets can do is what our GDP growth is doing. And I think in terms of a multiple of between 2 and 3 times GDP to be what markets can attain and maintain as well. So next year I'm looking for, you know, between 4 and 6% in the Dow, maybe a little bit more than that in the S&P and the NASDAQ, absent, you know, unknown unknowns, you know, crazy things happening.
How about oil? Can we blame oil as
we can blame oil for everything? We can always blame oil for everything.
Why not?
It's the world's biggest commodity.
Mm-hmm.
It is what our species needs to continue being at the top of the food chain, if you will. We burn energy and we maintain our societies by burning energy or by expending energy. Hopefully we'll burn less of it in the future and find other ways to get that energy. Oil is down in the mid-30s right now. That's below the cost of U.S. production. U.S. production is thought to be in the area between $40 and $50 a barrel. Production overseas, say in Russia, is in the $70 to $80 range. In Saudi Arabia, the cost of production is much less than that because, you know, all of that cost has already been expended. So everything they pull out of the ground is really just current costs. Cost
so they're still making money over there.
They're probably making some money over there.
We're
a lot of our excess oil production now is in secondary and tertiary recovery, fracking, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So the costs are a little bit higher. We now will be able to export oil with this latest budget that got signed by the president, passed by Congress last week. Will we export oil if oil is at 35? Probably not. If it crosses over above 40, then we'll probably export some. And that's just a good thing. The problem with commodities in general, oil in particular, being as low as it is that it drags everything down. And so the fundamental changes in the world economy as a result of commodities being low priced is that those economies, those countries that are dependent upon commodities for their economies are hurting right now. And, you know, very often we talk about the emerging world, the emerging markets, certainly the big companies, the BRIC companies, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Those countries are hurting somewhat from the low commodity prices. But it's other countries as well. It's the African countries. It's the countries in South America that are essentially pulling their economies out of the ground, not just with oil, but with the things they grow and the things they mine. And when those prices are way down, it hurts the world economy in general and growth in general. We're seeing it here in Arizona, by the way, with the price of copper.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
very
seeing
low
we're
price.
Seeing very low. We're
yep.
seeing mines close down. We're seeing lots of layoffs. So low commodities, some of that driven by oil, can be a double-edged sword.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and thank you for your support during 2015. We'll look forward to 2016. Best place to reach you?
Is at buckmastershow.com, and then hit the hyperlink to me. Are we on next Tuesday or off next
We're
Tuesday?
We're on next Tuesday.
I thought so.
Yes, we will be on, so you'll have one more before the new year. So we'll kind of get wrap up the year and look forward to 2016.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Shelley Fishman. Back right after this.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with Opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Back to the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk about a new book titled Lost Restaurants of Tucson. It is the newest addition to the History Press's American Palate series. The author is Rita Connolly. Rita, for 10 years, up until 2015, wrote as a restaurant reviewer for the Tucson Weekly. Rita, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing very well. So how did this project come about, the book Lost Restaurants of Tucson?
Well, earlier this year, I got an email from an editor at the History Press, and she asked, she had seen my work at the Weekly when I had done a series of lost restaurants a while back, and she asked me if I wanted to do the book, and I definitely did. It was something I had wanted to do, you know, when I wrote those articles, and I just didn't know how to go about to put a book together. And so they said, sure, let's go with it. And so that's how I spent my summer, was writing the book.
And you said that you came here in 1972,
yep.
And you waitressed at a bunch of different restaurants.
I worked
at, you said that about 90% of the restaurants, you have almost a personal knowledge of either
totally,
eating there,
right,
or working there.
Exactly. Yeah. My first job in Tucson was at Ports of Call over on Miracle Mile. And that was a Dean Short restaurant. And if you've been in Tucson for a while, you know who Dean Short was. And he died this year. It was very interesting because he died while the book was being written. But he owned Ports of Call. He owned the Old Lantern. He owned, I think at one point, he had the Panda Steakhouse as well. He had Contiki. So he was kind of the Sam Fox of his era, I guess that was how I would put it, because he had a lot of restaurants and people knew him. And he was very community-minded, and you know, if he had column in the Tucson Citizen for many years, and you would go there and you would see who had been at the restaurant, and you know, who, and it was just very, who celebrated their birthday there, and I don't think it was anything very deep or anything, but it was very chatty, you know. It was a really neat little little piece.
My first date with my wife, this goes back to 1967 when we were students at the University of Arizona, when I was living in Tucson the first time around in the late 60s, was a restaurant called The Iron Mask.
There you go. The Iron Mask is in the book.
And I just looked it up here to see if it was, and yes, it is.
Yes.
Whatever happened to it?
Well, they were getting old, and they mm-hmm. closed down. And I think that's what happened to a lot of the restaurants, is just that, you know, you've been doing it for 20, 25 years, and you just can't do it anymore. And Doug and Rita Marvin, who owned The Iron Mask, were just marvelous people. For me, when I had done that original article for the Weekly, they invited me up to they said, bring your husband. And they invited us up to their house. Doug made this huge lunch. They made cocktails. They had served wine. I mean, and then they sat and chatted about the restaurant and all the cool people that were there. And, you know, that was, I ate there once in my life, and it was really a memorable meal. I mean, it was mm-hmm. that's how it was, and it was like an old English manor, but there wasn't anything fussy about it. It was very comfortable, you know. It was always a nice place.
And then, Rita, of course, there was the Tack Room.
Yes.
That was certainly in the 60s, when I was living here in the 60s, went there on special occasions.
That's right. And that's kind of what the neat part about the book, and your reaction is kind of like what everybody else's is. They'll go, oh, I got engaged at such and such restaurant,
yeah.
or we used to go there after prom. Or
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that there is, and that's why I was really fortunate to be able to write it, because talking to all the people, all the great stories that they had, all the, they shared all their memories. And then now that I have readers, it's the same kind of reaction. You know, people get excited. Oh, I remember that place.
Cafe Terracotta.
Right.
I remember then when we moved back here to Tucson in 1988, that was a go-to restaurant for
right.
us, because I really liked the feel of the place, Rita.
Very different.
At St. Philip's.
Mm-hmm.
It was very different, and mm-hmm. I think it really killed them, the move.
Well, you know, I don't know. It was, if you read the book, to find the story about why they decided to move. It had a lot to do with the new owner of the plaza, and the rent got tripled, and it was time to move on. And I think it was definitely a different restaurant, but it still had the great food. In fact, one of Donna's recipes is in the book for her goat cheese stuffed shrimp, which mm-hmm. is just a fabulous dish. And I'm going to be at the Tucson Festival of Books as a featured author, and Donna's going to be there, and Donna's going to be cooking one of her recipes for the presentation.
So how far back does the book go?
Well, I have a little bit about the history of Tucson, mm-hmm. and just the general history. And then, saloons started, you know, 1870s, that kind of general thing. And then the railroad arrived, and everything really, truly changed once the railroad arrived to Tucson. You could get fresh food. You could get cold beer. There's ice, you know, and so that really changed things. And the first real restaurant that I talk about is Rossi's, which was from about 1890 to about 1920. Alex Rossi came from his world travels and settled in Tucson and opened Rossi's. Columbia.
So, and of course, Janos, a real pioneer. He's
mm-hmm.
You talk about the original Janos.
The original Janos,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you like the reader to take away from this book, Rita Conley?
Well, you know, I want them to be hungry. And, you know, I want them to, remember Tucson and how great it is. I mean, we have all these great restaurants now, these new ones, mm-hmm. and they're fabulous, and they're changing, and Tucson's becoming a very exciting place to eat. But it always has been, and I think sometimes the younger generation tends to go, well, why are you writing about old restaurants? They're closed. Well, none of today would be here if it wasn't for all those old restaurants. You know, and if you look at, you know, like Doug Levy, who worked at Terracotta, he got his start at Terracotta. He has Feast, you know, and Janos too. Janos has this wonderful restaurant downtown, and Maria Maison, who has got Boca Tacos, she's connected to the Papagayo family. So there's a long connection, and I just want people to kind of honor the past, you know.
And these restaurants paved the way for Tucson to get
yes.
this huge honor
yes.
from the United Nations.
It's an amazing
a city of the world for dining,
for gastronomy. It's amazing.
First city in the United States
yes.
to get that to
yes.
get that honor.
And a lot of that goes was because of the history of Tucson, because of the old the 4,000 years of food that we've had here, you know, and it has to do with the future. as well, but it was quite an honor. They worked very hard at getting the grant, and it's a wonderful honor. Give ourselves a pat on the back.
Quickly, running out of time, but what are some of the restaurants people still kind of have a buzz about? I guess Gordo's.
Gordo's. Yeah. People talk about Gordo's, and that was yeah. do you really like chimichangas? And that's when you talk to people, that's exactly what they say about it. And,
how about Johnny's?
Johnny's is
Speedway.
In there.
I remember that from the 60s,
right,
Johnny's.
Johnny's. Yeah. And we were just talking out front, people remember Lloyd's, which is one I don't remember, but mm-hmm. That was right by the university, and the new restaurant that Illegal Pete's, that was the Varsity, and that was before my time at the U of A. But people talked about the Varsity and what a great place it used to be able to go and hang out, and they had a live piano player, and they had greasy sandwiches, and it was just neat place.
And then when you talk about the lost restaurants, I think about the Survivors,
right?
Caruso's downtown.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
yep.
And then I think about El Charo.
El Charo.
Yeah,
definitely.
So we've still got a few Survivors.
A few of them, which is really cool, mm-hmm. And one of the things that's true that a lot there aren't many Mexican restaurants in there because a lot of the Mexican restaurants are still around.
Right.
There's a third or fourth generation family that they're keeping the restaurants going.
All right. The name of the book, Lost Restaurants of Tucson, Rita Conley, longtime food critic, writer here in town. And where can we get a hold of the book?
Antigone's, Mostly Books, Barnes & Noble, on Amazon. There's a couple of Ace Hardware's have them kind of mm-hmm. scattered all over town. The Walgreens on Oracle and Limberlost, they have them.
So look
them.
For it, right?
Definitely. And you'll see it. You'll notice it. And the photos are really great. You can't hardly help
but
notice.
Great book. About $20. I'm about ready to pull out my wallet right now and give you a $21.99.
That'll do.
And get you to sign the book for me.
We'll
Lost
do.
Restaurants of Tucson. Rita, thank you very much.
Thank you for
Rita
having
Conley.
Me. Thank you for having
all
me.
Right.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Give local, keep local. That's what you can do by donating to a qualified charitable organization by December 31st. The money you'd otherwise pay in Arizona state taxes can benefit a local charity of your choice. Claim a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for 2015 by donating up to $400 for couples filing jointly and up to $200 for individuals. It's easy. Just go to givelocalkeeplocal.org. Choose an organization like Big Brothers Big Sisters and Jewish Family and Children's Services and make your gift today.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at RTAmobility.com.
What if our future is space? Experience Mars and Beyond at Biosphere 2 every Saturday at our weekly What If special event during December. Growing food on Mars and seeing beyond the solar system are just a few of the adventures you can experience. Come visit the must-see wonder of the world today. Info at biosphere2.org.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Welcome back. The Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater. The Fox Tucson Theater is a beautifully restored 1930s movie palace, and it will be presenting two classic holiday movies today. Join us downtown 2 p.m. This afternoon, see Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and Lionel Barrymore. Then tonight at 6:30 p.m., the Fox presents the 2004 animated holiday favorite, The Polar Express, featuring the talents of Tom Hanks. So two really, really superb holiday movies, films on the big screen as they were intended to be viewed. The Fox has also scheduled a Mel Brooks double feature tribute. See two of this, well, he's really a comedy genius. These are must-see films. Monday, December 28th, join the fun at the downtown street party for a 6 p.m. showing of the quirky and hilarious Young Frankenstein, followed by Blazing Saddles at 8:30 p.m. For classic film details, to see the full Fox schedule and to purchase tickets for yourself or as a gift, visit foxtucson.com. Thank you to the people at Fox, one of our fine sponsors in 2015. Looking forward to their support in 2016. Let's welcome now Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson. How are you, Dan?
I'm great. Yeah, it's a great time to be in Tucson.
You know, in a way, food is art. And I want to say, you know, Rita Conley was just here talking about the lost restaurants, but we have really built on some of those fabulous lost restaurants of Tucson into a world eating, what do you call it? World Heritage City of food.
So UNESCO, the cultural preservation arm of the United Nations, has an honor they call the Creative Cities Honor. And it's a project to create connections between these different cities and what they do and to preserve what's great about a destination. And there are seven of them in the United States, but there's only one for gastronomy. And Tucson was given that honor. And so with Ensenada, Mexico, and Phuket, Thailand, all these other cities. So it's a great opportunity. It's an opportunity to talk about Tucson food in a national and international sphere, but also it's going to be a great connection to these other cities to make great things happen, to have food festivals, to have mm-hmm. food conferences. It's already happening. University of Arizona put a whole new project on it.
Wow.
So you look at things like Native Seed Search, the fact that Tucson is the longest running agricultural area in North America, 4,000 years of continuous mm-hmm. agricultural mm-hmm. history. So it's an incredible honor. I think it's well-deserved, but it's making my job a little bit easier.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's another tool in your toolbox to sell Tucson at Visit Tucson. So it does help you. Okay, lots of people in town, relatives, they want to go out, they want to do something. Can you give us a quick rundown what's going on arts-wise?
Sure. Well, one of the big things, an annual tradition in Tucson, is the Tucson Pastorella at Borderlands Theater. That's running December. Well, you only have two more days to grab that. That's a classic nativity story, but it's put on, set in the American Southwest. It's a comedy, a little bit of a satire, puts in local events and international events into this take on the nativity. It's an incredible show. It's different every year. You can find out more information about that at borderlandstheater.org. Now, New Year's Eve. It's a big deal. It's a lot of pressure.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I know. So you're trying to figure out what to do. A lot of options out there. May I recommend
Please do.
Tucson Jazz Festival is presenting Rick Braun and Friends, sort of the smooth jazz, the cool jazz that people like, songs mm-hmm. for lovers, mm-hmm. perhaps. That's at the JW Marriott Star Pass. It kicks off the Tucson Jazz Festival sort of festivities. It's a preview, let's say. But you can get a room there. You get a beautiful dinner. It's all this great stuff. And then mark your calendars for the Tucson Jazz Festival, back for its second year. It's a little bit of ways away, but I want to make sure people note it. Block out the time. The 14th through the 24th of January, Jimmy Heath, he'll be playing at the beautiful Fox Tucson Theater. Snarky Puppy, Kermit Ruffins, a lot of great acts, so people want to make sure they're set up for that. If you're looking for something a little edgier on New Year's Eve, something a little different, you could go see the Dark in the Desert show at the Rialto Theater with super hot local band Zixa. Hmm. They'll be performing with Hal Gelb and DJ Dirty Verbs. There'll be art by Daniel Martin Diaz, who's done a lot of public art and things around town. That's only $10, so that's a pretty solid evening. Did you see that the New York Times picked up a mention of Club Congress's New Year's Eve party?
No, I didn't. What
it was
did
in
they
the
say?
In the New York Times.
Wow.
They have a prohibition-themed New Year's Eve function. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're going to be having, instead of champagne toast at midnight, it's a local Whiskey Del Bac toast mm-hmm. at midnight. So
very cool.
So I think that starts at $25. So there's a lot to do. Yeah, how much time do you got, Bill?
I've got a couple more.
All right, let's do it. Uh-huh. Loft yeah. Cinema has a lot of programming going on over the holidays. You know, obviously, you don't want to go see Star Wars. Maybe that's not your thing. Maybe you don't want to get caught up in the crowds. You could go see Edward Scissorhands tomorrow night, at 7 p.m. Wednesday, December 23rd, the Tim Burton classic. There's snow in it, so that counts as a holiday mm-hmm. movie, I think. They also have one of my personal favorite movies of all time they're showing starting on Christmas, Iron Giant, and it's a signature edition. It's a remastered version, additional scenes. If you have not taken your family to see Iron Giant ever, it's a beautiful movie made by Brad Bird, who did Tomorrowland and The Incredibles, and is one of my favorite family movies of all time. And that's running for a week. Or maybe you want a different take on Star Wars. You saw Star Wars already. Turkish Star Wars is showing on December 28th.
Turkish
Star Wars.
Okay.
It's the Turkish film industry was noted for taking American movies and doing their own somewhat perplexing take on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that December 28th at 8 p.m.
And then we got some great galleries, of course, Tucson Museum of Art.
Yeah.
If folks want to go see art.
Check the schedule. Some of them have funky hours for the holidays. Etherton is closed for a little bit. But make sure you just check online. If you go to one great resource for that is Zocalo, the magazine. Mm-hmm. So they've got a lot about the different art shows.
What about Visit Tucson?
Well, that too. We've got all that stuff, too. We do have a great things to do listing. A lot of stuff about the Arizona Bowl, which isn't art. But Los Lobos are playing. So
yes.
It's connected.
That's good news. Yeah. We want everybody to support the Arizona Bowl, which is another talking about tools in Dan Gibson's Visit Tucson chest. That certainly that helps. You're going to have visitors from Nevada and Fort Collins, Colorado, and all over Colorado.
I know. The Colorado State fans are filling this town for that. So they'll be
here
with a block party. The problem is never having people come back to Tucson. They come to Tucson, they love it. It's just mm-hmm. introducing them to it in the first place. So I'll take any opportunity to get people in town.
And you're on Facebook, too. I've noticed Visit Tucson's got a lot of Facebook stuff going on.
Yeah, you can win prizes on there and everything. Visit Tucson AZ.
Hey, Dan Gibson, have a great holiday season. Always appreciate the work you do for us on the Buckmaster Show.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you very much. The Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. Have you seen It's a Wonderful Life? How many times, Dan Gibson?
I think maybe 20, but it's still beautiful. I cry at the end
is.
Every time.
It is. 2 p.m. this afternoon at the Fox for It's a Wonderful Life. And then at 6:30, it's double feature time, folks. You got the 2004 animated holiday favorite, The Polar Express. And then coming up Monday, December 28th, be part of the Downtown Street Party. That's in conjunction with the game.
Yes, there'll be cheerleaders, palm lines, marching bands, live music, beer gardens, everything.
And the Fox has scheduled a Mel Brooks double feature. You've got, first off at 6 o'clock, Young Frankenstein, followed by Blazing Saddles at 8:30. So treat yourself to a classic film over the holidays at Fox Theater. And remember that Fox gift certificates and show tickets make wonderful gifts. Tickets for the spring season, that's going to be a great season coming up. Jack Hanna, Into the Wild Live. Dave Mason, Traffic Jam Tour,
Travis Tritt,
Country
solo Legend
acoustic tour, and boy, I remember this group, Jay and the Americans, coming. So many more great acts headed your way at the Fox. The full season schedule and to purchase tickets again at foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon at 4, 4 Tucson at 4, with Mike Shaw, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, Chris and Joe, The Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9, Sean McCluskey, his show 9 to 10, The Talk of the Town, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, my talk show at 12:04. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.